AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden observed his first Memorial Day as Commander-in-Chief, calling on Americans to remember those who died defending the country's ideals.
Remember those who gave their all in the service of America.
In a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery, President Biden stood with his head bowed and made the sign of the cross at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and later in remarks extolled the sacrifices of the fallen for the pursuit of democracy.
The idea of liberty, an opportunity for all. We've never fully realized that aspiration of our founding, but every generation has opened the door a little wider.
This Sunday marked the 6th anniversary of the death of the president's son, Beau Biden, a veteran who died of brain cancer. I'm Jennifer King.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz, speaking in Israel, accused President Biden of being soft on Hamas and providing aid in Gaza.
Hundreds of millions of dollars to the Palestinian Authority, and that emboldened Hamas. That was a big part of the reason these rockets started coming, is weakness invites attacks.
Politicians traditionally refrain from criticizing the commander-in-chief on trips overseas. A warning from the UN nuclear watchdog group. It says it's been on able to monitor Iraq's activity since February. After a walkout by Texas Democrats last night, Governor Greg Abbott says he'll call them back into special session to vote on a restrictive elections bill. Democrat Greg Wu says there wasn't voter fraud that needed to be stopped.
Donald Trump has rotted the brains of Texas.
The victims of the Tulsa massacre in 1921 have been honored today. Black community leaders erected a prayer wall, and there are calls for reparation. In sports, the San Francisco Giants beat the Los Angeles Angels 6-1, and second seed Naomi Osaka is out of the French Open. This is AP News. A new study blames climate change for some 37% of the world's heat-related deaths.
More than one-third of the world's heat deaths each year are due directly to global warming. That's according to the latest study to calculate the human cost of climate change. Dozens of researchers who looked at heat deaths in 732 cities calculated that 37% were due to higher temperatures from human-caused warming. The study in the journal Nature Climate Change found about 35% of heat deaths in the U.S. can be blamed on climate change. That's a total of more than 1,100 deaths a year in about 200 cities. I'm Shelley Adler.
The ruling Communist Party of China says it's going to ease birth limits to allow couples to have 3 children instead of 2. Leaders hope to slow the rapid aging of the country's population. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.